All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I promised you guys, even though normally I'm not doing AVN, well, for the most part, during this month, I promised you guys that we were gonna get the whole gem heist. So I don't care how long it takes, we're gonna give you the entire gem heist arc. All right, so let's get started. Fuck, that hurts. Someone removes a bag from over your head. Okay. Time to wake up, sleepyhead, Motherfuckers, they beat me up. You know, of all the times someone attempted to rob me, where am I? This was definitely the worst. It was pathetic, even. I guess this is what happens when you let kids into a server like mine. They think they're in a movie and come to fuck around. A fucking pain in the ass. Now, save me some time and tell me how many of you there are and why you tried to rob me. Fuck you, I'm not telling you shit. So cocky, you remind me of myself when I was young. You're gonna tell me what I want, boy, whether you like it or not. Do you think we don't know how to make you talk? Do you believe I give a single fuck about Aeternum's general code of ethics? I don't, and neither does Ulysses. They are aware of what happens under the radar in every server, and yet they do nothing to stop it. That's why Aeternum is better than the real world, boy. Here, we don't have to fear censorship or punishment. Here, we're not restrained by petty morality or frivolous legality. Here, there's only one rule. The big fish eat the little ones. And soon, when I gather all 10 gems, I'll be its king. What a great speech. Tell me, how much time have you spent practicing monologuing in front of a mirror? You're gonna tell me your name. You're gonna tell me the name of every single person that came with you. And you're gonna tell me why you tried to rob me with the most boneheaded plan I've ever seen. What was the idea, poisoning my son to distract me while you tried to assault the bank? How were you planning to get past the cameras, the magic blockers, the hundreds of armed guards I have stationed all over the place? I'll take your silence as an answer. You thought you'd got it all worked out, didn't you? And now you're wondering how you got stuck down here. After you give me their identities, I'll make sure I turn all of your lives, both here and in the real world, into a living hell. Every last one of you. I won't tell you anything, and you're not gonna touch a single hair on any of their heads. Their heads, huh? So there's definitely a group of people. Come on, surrender their identities and I'll try to be merciful, I can promise you that. I know that face, I've seen it before. You're mentally reviewing your pitiful plan, aren't you? Running through it, step by step from the very beginning to figure out where things went wrong, am I right? Nine o'clock PM. God, this is so boring. Nothing cool ever happens here. But well, at least the pay is good. Definitely better than my last job in the real world. Damn, minesweeper. But maybe I should start training and become a bounty hunter in one of those fantasy servers like slacking off during work hours. I'm not. I'm checking the bets at the roulette tables. I'm sorry, Mr. Garrington. Please don't fire me. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused. Welcome to Garrington's Casino, sir. How may I help you today? I'm sorry for my little joke, it's just that I'm very happy today. I just got married. Oh wow, congratulations. And I'm the lucky bride. I'm sorry girls, he's off the menu. Congratulations, and thank you for choosing Garrington's Casino. Might I ask your name, age, and the reason for your visit? Nina T. Riley, I'm 20. Yenna Sharp, also 20. We're mostly coming to see the performances and have a couple of drinks, but I also might try my luck at a slot machine. Wow, you guys are so young. Why should I wait when I know I've found the right man? Yeah. Nina and I have been friends since we were 4 years old. When we were 15, we started dating, and I immediately knew I'd marry this lady one day. So a year ago, I proposed to her, and she said, yes, now I'm the happiest man on earth. That's lovely. I'm so happy for you guys. I wish you luck in the casino. May I see your IDs, please? Oh, sure. I have them right here. Excuse me? Please, ma'am, don't shout. Don't you know who I am? I can't believe it. I'm out of here. Ugh, I'm gonna ruin this place with a single tweet after tonight. I'm sorry, but I can't let you into the VIP area without a VIP pass. This is the first time I've been forced into a situation like this. I've never experienced such incompetence. What am I supposed to do? Stay in the poor people area and sit on these filthy stools over my dead body? Ugh, even the carpet is sticky. If you have a second, I can ask the head security office. Really? Oh my gosh, this is so humiliating. I'm sure you're used to it, but for someone like me, this is absolutely embarrassing. You have exactly 1 minute. That's as long as it'll take to draft up this 140-character review on the security at Garrington's Casino. Lisa, do you hear me? I have a problem at Access Gate 6A of the VIP area. Yeah, I can see you from here, Akeem. The entire floor is looking at you right now. The last bouncer that caused the fuss was fired, don't you remember? I know. Look, this girl says she's famous or something. She said her name is Miss Venus. Can you check that real quickly, please? Yeah, give me a minute. I'm sorry, guys. We're having a little issue at the VIP area. It'll only be a moment. No problem. Today, nothing can ruin my mood. Thank you for your understanding. Okay, Miss Venus. Ah, yeah, she's here. Miss Karen Venus. More than 3.8 million followers on Twitch. 4 million followers on Instagram. She even has a Wikipedia page. Come on, Akeem. You're supposed to know these things. You didn't know either. Yeah, but I'm not the doorman for the VIP area. Okay. Thank you, Lisa. I'm so sorry for the misunderstanding, ma'am. You can pass through now. It's about time. You better hope that the performances at the VIP area are as good as people say, so that I forget about your ineptitude here. Please enjoy your stay at Garrington's, mother bitch. Alright, guys, everything seems to be in order. Sorry for the wait. We ask that all of your members show their IDs as a security measure. Of course, that makes sense. Thank you very much. Have fun and welcome to Garrington's. This girl's getting married in her 20s while I'm still single and almost 34. Why is life so unfair? Wondrous. Welcome to Garrington's Casino, ma'am. How may I help you today? If what Mercury said is true, you cannot use magic in this place, and yet you manage to create small balls of light that never extinguish. Astonishing. What? The lights. Yeah. Magic is disabled in all the casino and hotel areas to prevent clients from cheating, if that's what you mean. May I ask your name, age, and reason for your visit, please? Ah, yes. My name is Carrie. I have come to exchange my currency for tokens of the same value in order to gamble on games of chance. All the hope of obtaining more tokens so I can exchange them again into my initial currency on my way back. I'll type in gambling. Age? 84. Why do I always get stuck with the weirdos? Can I see your ID, ma'am? Of course. Okay, everything seems to be in order. Thank you and welcome to Garrington's Casino, Carrie Morgan from Pennsylvania, 27. Thank you. God, this place is in a serious decline. If I had an eternal for every time someone... Excuse me, is there a meditation area somewhere quiet where I can concentrate? If it is reserved for royalty, that's preferable, obviously. 9:09 p.m. Alright, if my info was correct, this is the floor where Bobby likes to drink his scotch. He should be here any time now. When you start playing, remember to go all in on the third hand. Very well. I guess we need to try to go unnoticed until then. Go to the recreation room and make sure the dealer isn't here yet. I'll stick around and kill some time till Bobby appears. Join me when I sit down next to him, my dear wife. Yes, I'll keep a low profile until then, my darling husband. There are cameras everywhere. They have no reason to be suspicious of us, but it'll be better if I pretend that I'm playing. Bobby still hasn't come down anyway. I hope he appears soon, though, or else our entire plan will be ruined. I'll act like I'm playing the slot machines in the meantime. Okay, how does this thing work? Holy shit, 10 Eternals per spin? What a ripoff! Hey, I won 20 Eternals. Not bad. Oh shit, we can actually play this. I'm not winning anything, guys. These one-armed bandits are full of shit. Alright, cool. I got 777 and it didn't... Oh no, I got the three bells. Damn it. Gambling's bad for you. I mean, I live right next to a casino. I know! That I've never been in, by the way. That's why I don't do that, because I would be this guy in real life with real money, and that's not a good thing for a human being to do. There is such a thing called gambling addiction. Not something I recommend. That's like if a guy says, hey, you know what would be great? If you started smoking. Just gives you a cigarette. Man, just go ahead and start smoking. By the time you know it, you'll be a lot poorer than you were before you started smoking. Like, damn, why is all my money going to cigarettes? That's the same person that's like, why is all my money going to the casino? Just because I want to see 3 sevens. You know what? This is bullshit. I got some bells. Dude, I'm not winning. I am losing so much fucking money. But it keeps giving me money. So I'm not losing money. I'm just trying to see what the 777 would actually do, and if there's actually a way to get the 777. No, I'm not gonna sit here and hit the button a million times. Nope. Shouldn't have put the gambling game. Okay, so the first time I ever played a gambling type game was in Dragon Quest VIII for the PlayStation 2. Yes, I'm referring to the PS2 version, not the... I think there may be a PC version now of the game remastered, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, yeah, there was a casino in that game. And that was the very first time I'd ever played any kind of casino. And I was spending a lot of time in there. I don't think you can get the... I mean, I'm not getting nothing now. Let's leave. We've lost 500 Eternals. Okay, that's enough. I think I've lost enough money already. Oh shit, that's our man. It's showtime. Oh, man, can't wait to play some poker. Roulette, blackjack, slot machines. All that shit depends on chance, but not this. If you want to play Hold'em, you'll have to go to the third floor or wait another 20 minutes. Oh, really? My wife told me I could play poker games at this table. You can, but there's only one game every 3 hours. Personally, I like to come early to save my seat and get a whiskey. Good man! Oh, I see. Thanks for letting me know. And did you say my wife? Aren't you a little too young for that? I look much younger than I really am. Also, she... Hello, honey. Hey, sweetheart. Are you gonna play poker? Not yet. This gentleman told me that the game doesn't start until 9:30 p.m. You know, maybe we could ask one of the workers here to deal a quick game for us. If it's me asking, they'll do it. I have certain VIP privileges. Damn, really? You have a VIP pass? What are you doing here, then? I like to play with the normal people. They're a bit easier to interact with. That makes sense, but would they really waste a dealer on just the two of us? As I said, they will if I'm the one who asks. Watch this. Hey, dealer, come here. How may I help you, sir? I'm Bobby Briggs. You'll deal a quick hold'em game, but let's try that one again. Wrong fucking character. I'm Bobby Briggs. You'll deal a quick hold'em game for us, right, sweetie? It's just me and Yanis Sharp. Of course, sir. That's what I thought. How much do you want the big blind to be, gentlemen? 100 eternals? 100 eternals is fine by me. You? Sure, that sounds good. Mr. Sharp will start as the big blind. Good luck! I raise 150 eternals. I fold. Seriously? Are you one of those pussy players, kid? I don't have all day, you know. Mr. Briggs has won the round. Now Mr. Briggs is the big blind. I raise 50 eternals. I call. A 3 on the river. I raise 80 eternals. I call. Flush against a pair of queens. Mr. Briggs wins again. Just a pair? That was a sad move. Damn it. Are you sure you know how to play this? Just a few bad draws. Stop worrying so much, Nina. Third round. Mr. Sharp is the big blind now. Place your bets, gentlemen. I'm only getting good cards today. You have magic hands, cutie. Thank you. Heh, you'd be surprised. I raise 30 eternals. I call. Make your bets. I raise 1,500 eternals. What? 1,500? I can't risk that large an amount. Seriously? Well, I guess I've won then. That was a quick game. Wait, I want to raise your bet. And I want to be the king of Eternum. You have no money, you're out. That's how it works, kid. I can offer something else. What do you want? You have nothing that interests me. What about my wife? I'll bet one night with her. Excuse me, what the fuck? Come on, honey, don't be such a pussy. You have nothing to fear. I'm gonna win this hand. I'm 100% positive. Statistically speaking, I'm due a good hand. And that's not how statistics work. We've been married for less than 6 hours and you're already gambling with me? But I'm gonna win. Don't worry. Fuck you. Babe, don't get mad. You're fucking hopeless. I should have listened to my mom. Do you agree then? Do whatever you want, asshole. What do you say, Bobby? Do we have a deal? Come on, Nina. Turn around. You're gonna miss my victory. I said fuck you. Yeah, I'll accept your wager. Are you gonna bet more then? I say my wife is worth more than just 1,500 eternals. You're damn right I'm worth more than 1,500 eternals, prick. I don't have any more cash on hand. I'd have to go all the way up to the cashier and the line could take an hour. What about the VIP pass you showed before? I've always wanted to go there. The VIP pass? Yeah, sure, that's what you want. Alright, here you go. 1630 eternals and a VIP pass. All in. And I got a full house, aces and kings. Oh shit, I may have made a huge mistake. I got a pair of deuces. God damn it, boy. You shouldn't have come here if you didn't know how to play. Alright, gentlemen, let's see the last two cards. Yeah, let's follow the protocol. A deuce on the turn. And another deuce on the river. Four of a kind, Mr. Sharp wins the hand. Wait, what? What? Well played, darling. It was easy. You see, poker's not about playing the odds. It's about playing the man. I never doubted you. Well, we have to leave now. Thanks for playing with me, Mr. Briggs. Yes, I need to leave too. My shift's over. Thank you for choosing Garrington's Casino. But the odds. Good to see you again, Mr. Briggs. I'll be the dealer for the Hold'em game tonight. What? What about the girl with the black hair? Who? Black hair, red eyes. She was very young. I don't think there's anyone who looks like that working here tonight. Uh-oh. Good evening. Good evening, ma'am. How may I help you? I'm Katerina Vasilyev. I'm here for the delivery. The delivery? Can I speak with your supervisor? I don't have time to waste. I'm in a rush. Actually, I'm in charge today. Seriously? Then you should have known that I had an appointment. Could you please remind me of the reason for your visit? I've come on behalf of Ivan Antonov, CEO of Flex Energy Systems. We need to secure an artifact of the utmost importance. Mr. Garrington himself assured me that this was the most secure vault in all of Eternum. And it is, ma'am. What is this artifact? This briefcase. Its content is strictly confidential, so I must take the... I must take it to the designated vault myself. I can assure you our workers are completely trustworthy. They're under constant surveillance. If they were completely trustworthy, there would be no need to keep them under constant surveillance, would there? Besides, Mr. Antonov insisted that no one touch the briefcase but me. And Garrington agreed. He claimed that everything would be arranged by the time I arrived. You know what? It's probably better to just forget about it. Coming here was a mistake. I knew we should have chose Blimbinar's bank. No, please, ma'am. Just give me a minute to confirm your appointment. It's a simple security measure. Okay, fine, but hurry up. It'll only be a second. Control room, Security Chief Mendez speaking. Hi, I'm here with Ms. Velasiev. Velasiev. She needs to stash an extremely valuable briefcase in the vault and claims to have arranged everything with Mr. Garrington. Can you confirm that her appointment was scheduled? Yes, we'll check the logs. Camille, can you check if a delivery to the main vault by Miss Vasilyev? I don't know. Was scheduled for today? Anything else? No, that's all for now. Have there been any incidents today? No, sir. Everything's been running smoothly. Cameras are on, the main vault's internal temperature and humidity remain stable, and all men are in their scheduled positions. Alright, good. What about the apartment? Is everything okay? Mendez, are you there? Yes, sorry. Miss Vasilyev. I think it's Vasilyev. Yeah, she's here. The documents were misfiled, so that's probably why they didn't get to you in time. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. Mr. Garrington pointed out that this was a very special client. Understood. Thank you. All set, Miss Vasilyev. Please accompany me to the vault. You may come around to the door on your left. It's about time. All right. I have visuals of every single room of both the bank and casino. Are the micro auriculars working? Can you hear me, Saturn? If you can say... This place looks worryingly unprotected. Nice. I'm not sure it's safe enough for us. It's the safest place in all of Eternum, ma'am, I assure you. The vault is located 7 floors below ground level, and there are armed guards. The vault is located 7 floors below ground level, and there are armed guards on every floor. Even if something ever happened, the security system would block all possible exits, and since there are no exit portals inside the bank, it'd be impossible to escape with any stolen loot. And what if someone managed to take all the money without being noticed? Every Eternal we have in physical format has a unique tracking number assigned, so the thief could easily be tracked. Also, and I think it was, yeah, it was tracked. Also, all personal belongings, such as your briefcase, are locked inside of an individual safe deposit box. Each panel has its own combination, allowing for a double layer of security. Even Mr. Garrington himself stores his most valuable items inside our vault. That should be enough of an endorsement. And what's your defense against magic? The main vault is a magic blocker that is operational 24 hours a day. Also, all clients must pass through three different gate controls. Each gate detects the uses of any magical trickery or similar subterfuge, like invisibility or polyjuice potion. I see, I hope that's enough. Alright, let's go down to the vault. Follow me. Seriously? I tell no lies. Obviously, I fired him. I think he's cleaning toilets in Ion now. But anyway, I feel like I've been talking about myself for hours. What about you, babe? How's the influencer life? Oh well, you know, nothing extraordinary about it. Playing video games, streaming on Twitch, interacting with fans, the same thing every day. It gets a little repetitive. Your life seems much more interesting. You've seen nothing yet. Maybe we can continue this conversation in my private suite? In my hotel. Wow, you have a hotel too? Amazing! Your offer sounds really great. Just let me finish my drink and we can head upstairs. Yeah, and you can follow me up the stairs to the hotel overlooking the casino. Both me and my father have suites. I'll try not to take too long then. Ah! Finally, nice to meet you. Are you talking to me? Who the fuck are you? Mr. Garrington, I'm a big fan. I've always admired how your family built an empire out of nothing. Thank you. You can fuck off now. You must be wondering why I'm here. No. Just like you, I'm an entrepreneur, and I've come to make you an offer you can't refuse. What offer? How did you get into the VIP section? Would you be so kind as to take out of the fridge the bottle I gave you, young lady? Of course, sir. This is my exclusive Marani wine. Aged in oak barrels for 7 years in a special server with an experimental time dilation. We've created a wine that's aged nearly 30 years in a quarter of the time. We believe we've created the perfect wine. And we think Garrington's Casino would be the perfect partner for us to market and sell that wine. Wine for the casino? It's my father who deals with that stupid stuff, so stop bothering me about it. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had some power in the company, too. My bad. Hey, hold your horses, buddy. It's not that. I have just as much power as my father. In that case, I insist that you take a sip of my wine. Believe me, you'll order a full shipment after tasting it. Can I be the one to taste it? Wine always makes me feel a little naughty. In that case, maybe you should drink the whole bottle. It's not a good idea. This wine is only for Mr. Garrington. Nonsense. Drink as much as you want, baby. Wait. No! Ugh, it tastes bitter. Seriously, did you really try to sell me sour wine? My throat feels sore, and I'm feeling a little nauseous. You okay? Do you want to... Jesus Christ, be careful. Cover your mouth when you're coughing. Ugh, I feel awful all of a sudden. What the fuck is that? What happened to your face? I'm dying. Fuck, go get a doctor or something, Brad. But where? I don't know, anywhere. Someone in the fucking casino has got to be a doctor in the real world, right? Okay. Fuck, my insides are burning. I can't breathe. Are you allergic to something? Help me. I'm not touching you. Get away from me. It hurts so much. I can't... What the fuck? I found a doctor. It's about damn time. To do something, doctor. She started coughing, her face blew up, and then she fainted. Oh my god, she's dead. She's been poisoned with hydroxy... What? Hydroxynosinamate toxin. Hydroxynosinamate toxin? Don't let anybody else touch her or get... Let's try that one all over again. Don't let anybody else touch her body or get too close to her. It's highly contagious and absolutely lethal. As long as she didn't get too near or directly cough on anyone, we should be relatively safe. What do you mean, lethal? I touched her. She coughed all over me. Am I infected? You touched her? Oh my god, then it's very likely, yes. What? What's gonna happen to me? What's this toxin? The hydroxynosinamide toxin was synthesized 4 years ago in a clandestine laboratory in Eastern Europe where the Albanian mafia got tired of not being able to apply enough punishment to traitors. It was specifically designed with the goal of inflicting as much pain as possible within eternum. In a world where dying is not a true punishment, they decided to create something worse than death. The worst of tortures. The hydroxynosinamide compound. With such a high concentrated dose, this woman died within seconds. However, in your case, you won't be that lucky. When the toxin gets into your bloodstream and absorbed through the skin, you start to feel dizzy after a few minutes. Then your eyes swell and you start having trouble breathing. Sweating, chills, fever, and migraines start. Before you can even react, you experience muscular paralysis and lose control of your limbs and sphincter. Your skin starts peeling off, and your thinnest capillaries rupture, causing an eternal hemorrhage throughout your body. Your lungs are filled with blood, provoking a choking sensation that can last several minutes. Finally, your nervous system finally collapses, causing a chain reaction that physicians describe as being burned alive. They say the pain is so heinous that the brain is unable to recover and attempts to shut itself down. Because of the nature of the neural implant, this can cause chronic ailments both in eternum and in real life. All those who have suffered its effects have been confined to psychiatric hospitals where they still cry out in pain, or if they're lucky, manage to kill themselves before being locked away. So, am I already doomed? Is there nothing I can do? I'm afraid that... Yeah, you probably can, but you have to wash your hands and face immediately. You should hurry. Get the fuck out of my way! Be careful, he's infected! And kill the fucking bastard who tried to poison me! Yes, sir! Wait, wait, wait! This is all just a big And here it is, the Garrington Vault. More than 100 feet of reinforced concrete in all directions. Impossible to break into. 1668 days since inauguration and not a single successful robbery. Good. This is exactly what my boss was looking for. How many security officers were there again? There's over 40 in the bank alone, plus another 50 in the casino hotel, ready to mobilize at a moment's notice in case of emergency. Excellent. All right, let's not waste any more time. Can you open the main vault, please? Authorization code number 23547. They both have passed through the Polyjuice scanners. Authorization code verified. You can retrieve your belongings now. Opening the main vault. Damn. Your designated deposit box will be D32. And you will receive the only copy of the key, of course. Alright, Saturn, I can deactivate the magic blocker inside the vault from here, but not for more than 60 seconds. After that, an alarm is triggered and the whole server gets locked. Once a distraction starts, leave the case and get out as fast as you can. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Miss Vasiliev, is there a problem? Disabling magic blocker now! No problem, I was just admiring this construction. And the show starts in 3... 2, 1. What was that? Everybody get down! This is a robbery! Oh god, please don't kill me. Don't try anything funny and you won't get hurt. We're just here for the money. We want 10 million in unmarked bills delivered in 1 hour's time. Stay on the Oh shit, they have snipers! Officer number 34 reporting. Attempted robbery in the bank's main hall. I repeat, attempted robbery in Garrington's bank. I request immediate fire support. All units from the bank and hotel, maintain radio contact and move now. What on earth is going on up there? I assure you, this rarely happens, ma'am. Just leave the suitcase here. It's the safest place in the bank. Rest assured, nothing will happen. Are you sure? Absolutely. You better be right. We can go back once the situation is under control. Don't worry. It's just better if we keep the vault closed for now. Closing the vault. Please, ma'am, follow me. We can get to the nearest exit portal by using the emergency exit. If something happens to that case, my boss will be really upset. And that will make me very upset. Do you understand the importance of this matter? Of course, ma'am. A chicken? And magic blocker enabled again in 3, 2, 1. Ugh. Feels weird when I don't transform myself willingly. Alright, let's get to work. Can you hear me, Hottie? Loud and clear. I'm sorry I added a shirt. I know you were enjoying the view. I won't confirm or deny those allegations. The chick was adorable, though. I usually prefer my dragon or shark forms, but I'll admit this one can be very useful, too. Alright, so how's the diversion tactic in the main hall going? This job is going to be more difficult than we thought, Noah. We underestimated the amount of men they could bring. You must retreat and go back to the exit portal. I'll stay and stall them. We can't afford to lose your level and inventory. Not after all we've been through. You have just as much to lose as I do. Still, better to lose one than to lose both. Do you remember what I told you in the trenches in Sarajevo that day 30 years ago? You'll never fight alone. And you never will, my brother. Let's have one last dance. To hell and back, Mosrate. To hell and back. They're doing fine, I think. Okay, so which one's Garrington's box? A26. Picking the lock. Okay, let's see what we have here. So where did an upper-class bougie girl like you learn to pick locks? Oh, you don't want to know. Be honest, you just wanted people to think you were a bad girl. I'll admit that. Oh, shit. Some of them are coming back to the vault. Fuck, really? Yeah, there's 4 or 5 of them. How did they find out? I don't know. But they have explosives. Neptune, you gotta hide. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's not much room to hide in here. Can you disable the magic blocker again? Mars? Neptune, hello, can you hear me? Neptune, fuck, they cut off communications. Come on, open up. Watch out, they're opening the vault. Come on, blow the door off. Wait, what? What? 10:01 p.m. Ah, you've been watching the clock for a while now. Were you expecting something to happen? I guess they must have arrested your friend in the vault already. What? Did you really think I wasn't going to see that coming? The distraction tactic is older than Rome, boy. The attempt to poison my son, the attack on the bank, it was all to distract me and my men, so you could sneak into my vault and steal my gem of doom, am I right? How the fuck did you... How do I know? I've lived a long time, son. Many others have tried before. But I'll be honest, I'm still curious about how you found out that I have a gem of doom. Son of a bitch. And you know what the funniest thing is? The gem of doom isn't even there. My personal safe is totally empty. I'd have paid to see the face of whoever opened it. All that work and you weren't even close. Empty? Fuck. I knew this whole plan was too hasty. Ah, that must be my men telling me the job is done. Garrington. Is it done? Do you have them? We went to the security room, sir. The camera operators were unconscious, but whoever did it escaped before we arrived. Also, the shooting in the bank lobby has gotten complicated. Those two men are way tougher than we thought. Whatever, let them go. We'll get them later. Tell me about the vault. We're inside, sir. It's empty. What do you mean, empty? All the money is still on the table. They haven't touched anything. Of course, because they know it's marked. Did you get their thief? There's no one here. And only your personal box was open. It's empty. I know it's fucking empty, but if the box was open, then they must have been in there. There's no one, sir. We've checked everything and everywhere. The only thing we've found out of place was a strange piece of cardboard. Cardboard? What cardboard? It's just a white paper with a drawing and the word Changed written on it. We don't know what that means. What are the... Put me through to the guards at the door of my suite. I don't think there's anyone there right now. What? What did you say? All our guards from the casino and hotel moved to the bank after your call. We were already running short on men because of the shooting at the bank. You left my suite unprotected? It's completely impenetrable, sir. Even if there's no surveillance, the magic blockers are always active and the door has a titanium deadbolt and a reinforced jam. The windows are made with bulletproof glass and the ventilation system is too small for anyone to pass through. You! This guy's the one who tried to poison me, Dad. Their group tried to kill me not once, but twice. Twice? Yeah, when I was going to the bathroom to remove the poison from my skin, I was attacked by a kid. She tried to cut me with a knife. I mean, I didn't see the knife, but she scratched me. What are you talking about? Kids can't enter the casino. Well, to be honest, I didn't see her clearly. Maybe she was an adult. But in any case, she was no taller than this, I think. Small enough to fit through the ventilation system? What? Oh! It's so shiny! It looks just as pretty as I imagined. And it's so cold. But fuck! They've locked it from the inside! Open up! Time to go, you motherfucker. We didn't really know where the gem was, but there were only two options, the bank's vault or the safe with a genetic scanner in your suite. We couldn't risk it, so we had to plan a simultaneous two-pronged attack. While some of us were breaking into the vault, others would also sneak into your suite unprotected because of the attack, and breachable thanks to your son's genetic sample. There was also a third option, that you were carrying it around the whole time, but by judging by your reaction, I don't think that's the case. You're never going to escape from here with it. Ah, well, that's where you're wrong. We had a good escape plan. A damn good one. The easiest part of the heist, really. It almost feels like cheating, to be honest. We still had to find out a way to sneak in, of course. It was a challenge to get into the vault and the suite unnoticed, but exiting was never a huge concern. This lady here can create portals to and from wherever we want. And she's unaffected by magic blockers or restrictions of any kind. We're immensely lucky to be assisted by the Princess of the Saitel Kassir herself. That is better. I appreciate that you are finally treating me with due respect. Anything to please my beloved princess. Is that what you are looking for? Hell yeah. I'm guessing Pluto gave this to you. Is she safe? They all are. You're the last one. Excellent. Was it too tiring to open so many portals? I had enough time to prepare myself, and they were all near each other, and in the same world. That made it easier. I'm feeling stronger, too. Soon I'll be able to return to my homeland. I can feel it. I'm happy to hear that. Please don't overexert yourself. Well, it's been a pleasure, Mr. Garrington. Take care and give your employees raises. They definitely deserve them after tonight. Oh, and no worries, Benny. The hydroxycinnamate toxin doesn't even exist, so you can sleep soundly tonight. What's going on? You had a gem of doom, Dad? And they just stole it? Nah, I wouldn't say steal. Someone once told me that in Eternum, things don't actually get stolen. They just happen to move around. Dad? Oh my god, we did it. We fucking did it, girls. We... Wait, why am I in the main nexus? Wasn't I using a portal? Heads. Oh, hi, Idril. But why am I here? Heads. You were redirected here after using an exit portal. We detected you own a Gem of Doom now. Congratulations. Oh, yeah, thank you. It's not the first time I've had one, though. Heads. I know, but this time is special. We're holding an exclusive dinner this Saturday evening at the Rockefeller server. Only the most important people of Eternum are invited, and that includes the owners of Gems of Doom. Hence. Oh, that's awesome. I had no idea. The invitation of the previous owner of this gem will be revoked and given to you instead. If you lose your gem before Saturday, you'll lose your invitation as well. I'll make sure not to lose it. Thank you so much. Heads, you can bring a guest of your choice. Obviously, given the nature of the event, all kinds of violence or attempted robberies are forbidden. And finally, all guests must wear a mask during the ceremony to avoid disclosing the identities of the other gem holders. That makes sense. What do I have to do to go there? What do I have to do to go there? Heads, just join the associated server and enter the Boyle Mansion. You'll be given access to both when the time comes. Wonderful. Thanks, Idriel. Do you have any questions about anything? Well, now that you mention it, can I ask what level I am? Heads, you're level 7. I see. Thank you. Well, I guess that was all. Will I see you at the dinner? Of course. As long as you don't lose your gem. Heads. Alright. I guess I'll log off now. I'm pretty tired and hungry. Bye. Until next time, Grim. Heads. Or tails? Tails. A few days later. Okay, guys. So this is where we're gonna leave it off for the month. Yes, Eternum's coming back in January. And it should be coming back with a new version, too. I've read some comments, and apparently there is some sort of ending that can be reached already. And the guy said it wasn't very good. But this is not the end of the game, because 8.0 is still in development, or 0.8, whatever you want to call it, but the game's not done. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Eternum in 2025. I'm out.